We have the pleasure to be speaking with music director and conductor George Hanson of the Tucson Symphony Orchestra about The Damnation of Faust by Hector Berlioz. This was composed after being inspired by Goethe's Faust, and it is his rendering of the opus into musical form. Let's talk about that, and we also have some soloists to discuss.
Well, the Tucson Symphony has been a sort of an anchor member of the Tucson Desert Song Festival, which is a phenomenal entity, a creation of just a handful of people, including Jack Forsyth, that sets about raising money to elevate the level of performance of sort of the vocal side of classical music in Tucson. It is through their generosity and their interest that we wind up being able to bring some wonderful artists. Jennifer Johnson Cano is certainly one of them. These are artists who come directly from the stages of the Chicago Lyric Opera and the Metropolitan Opera in New York and San Francisco Opera. And we're able to bring them for projects like this. And without having singers of this caliber, quite honestly, we're not able to do pieces like Berlioz's Damnation of Faust. You simply can't present it without world-class soloists. And this is, of course, one of the main reasons why the work has never been performed in Tucson professionally. It is enormously challenging. It's, I think, very difficult to market because it doesn't fit into a niche. It's not quite an opera. It's not quite an choral orchestral cantata. It's somewhere in between. And interestingly enough, there is another obsessive, compulsive genius like Berlioz, who wrote a work far more recently, whom most people here would know or certainly know of, and that's Leonard Bernstein and his work Candide. Candide, it opened on Broadway, but it wasn't really a musical. Then it went to opera houses. It wasn't really an opera. Then it went to the concert stage in a form with a narrator where perhaps it may have had its greatest success. We were able to do it in that form here a number of years ago. Again, it was an obsessive genius like Bernstein and Berlioz, obsessed with a great work of literature. In Bernstein's case, it was Voltaire. And in Berlioz's case, it was, of course, Goethe. Now, I have moved my family to Leipzig, Germany, and I live just about 10 or 11 minutes walk from the cafe, the bar, where Mephisto first tempts Faust. It's the Auerbach, and my boys and I walk past it on a daily basis. I am able to show them the statue. There are a couple of statues that commemorate the Goethe legend, I guess you could call it. And we're able to talk about these statues and what they depict and what they represent. I can say that they have probably a little difficulty understanding the concept of an old man wishing he were younger so he could seduce a younger woman. And I would have to say that as I've gotten older, I start to have a little bit more of an appreciation for Faust's position in life. I think that's one of those bizarre things that you can understand it in theory as a young man, but as you get older, you begin to have a slightly different perspective on this incredible and important human story. Berlioz in 1828 read a translation of the Faust play. And he, during the same year, had just heard Beethoven's Ninth Symphony for the first time. From that point in his life, at the age of 25 or 26, Berlioz began obsessing over the idea of creating a musical version of it. And Berlioz didn't know this, but we found out later that on his deathbed, Beethoven himself said that one of his only regrets in life was that he was never able to take Goethe's work, which hadn't been all that old, I suppose, at the time, and make a musical depiction of it. So we see now that this story attracts the attention of these both Berlioz and Beethoven with a similar kind of genius, the sort of genius that doesn't really care what anybody else thinks, really quite obsessive, and sometimes repetitive. Beethoven, when you hear the Seventh Symphony and you hear these rhythms pounded out over and over and over again, certainly in the Ninth as well, you hear this kind of similar quality in Berlioz. That's one of the things that makes it so exciting. Whatever it was that inspired Berlioz, we can say that despite the difficulty any organization has in marketing this piece, it was this extraordinary inspiration that led to the creation of one of the great masterpieces of the 19th century. Berlioz's Damnation of Faust stands as a monument to creative genius simply pouring out all of its feelings onto the page without so much regarding contemporary or even future forms, which I suppose is why people sometimes have difficulty figuring out what to make of it. Nonetheless, I can say it's almost a once-in-a-lifetime experience to be able to work with this piece and to be able to present it in a city where it's never been heard. That's very exciting.
And it's a rather timeless story as well.
A truly timeless story, and I think timeless music as well.
Performances of The Damnation of Faust by Hector Berlioz with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra are Friday, February 14th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, February 16th at 2 p.m. Complimentary concert comments are available 1 hour prior to the concert for ticket holders. Thank you for joining us, George Hansen.